are looking for war. The war is not our favor, and we try to sit. And now we are talking about how to start to talk to them and how to start the negotiation for ceasefire and humanitarian issue. And then after that, we will go to the political negotiation or political solution.
The RSF has been talking about a comprehensive solution, like you just mentioned, and also the root causes of the conflict. What are the root causes of this conflict that you want to address in Jeddah?
Yeah, you know, as you know, the history of Sudan, since 1955, the war was continuing. Like, there's war in Sudan, and the whole world, they know that there's a war in Sudan, and there's the causes for that war. Why the Sudanese people attacked by SAF? Since the South Sudan issue, since the Darfur, Nuba Mountain, Blue Nile, East Sudan, and even in North. So this is continuing, and the people, they have demand. They want to be part of the power, like it's a power sharing. They want to be equal, their identity to be recognized as a Sudanese. Because, you know, as you know, there's some elites. Since the independence of the country, they're ruling this country the same way. They're like recycling themselves. Either military government or democratic government is the same elite. So now is the time for all Sudanese to decide about their future, the country future. The whole Sudanese to be equal and the power to reflect the diversity of the Sudanese people, and also all the other institutions, including the army, reflect the Sudanese diversity in its command and in the high positions. And also, all the Sudanese want to see themselves as part of the power, as part of the decision of the Sudan. And then that's the root cause of the conflict. All the Sudanese fighting for that, for equality, justice, and identity recognition, development. And like all, that's the root causes of the war in Sudan.
Like you said, these are historical and big comprehensive issues that cannot possibly be addressed in Jeddah and just between the RSF and the army. You would think that it would require all Sudanese to be part of it. But for now, people want the fighting to stop, the killing to stop.
Yeah.
They want. So.
Yeah.
Is it going to be different this time? Because last time we had a series of ceasefires, they were all violated. What is going to be different this time?
Actually, I agree with you. Like, negotiation between RSF and SAF is just to stop fighting, and like to sign a long-term ceasefire that allow the civilians and politicians to come to the table, and all Sudanese representatives, those stakeholders, to come to the table, and we discuss the issue of the root causes of the conflict, and we try to find solution and define the state itself. The ceasefire we had like before is it's not success, it's like succeeded because of there's a violation, and we try to solve that by a monitoring committee, and then we try to bring monitoring committee to the ground, and now we're thinking for a center for ceasefire. That center is like with SAF, RSF, and other like the mediators, and maybe including some intelligence and armies, officers from some neighboring some countries. And that's still we discuss that, but we try to find the way that for the respect of the ceasefire.